deepenglish.com. To visualize means to create an image in the mind. So, visualization is the act of creating an image in the mind. And we can use visualization to improve our performance in whatever we do in life. How does it work? Well, let's first look to the results of a visualization experiment performed by a doctor named Blasato at the University of Chicago in 1996. Dr. Blasato wanted to find out whether or not visualization improves performance. And he chose shooting free throws with a basketball as the activity for his test. Then he gathered together a random group of students and measured their percentages of free throws made. After that, he divided the students into three groups and asked them to perform three separate tasks over a 30-day period. The first group was told not to even touch a basketball for 30 days, no playing or practicing at all. The second group was told to practice shooting free throws for a half hour a day for 30 days. And the third group was asked to simply close their eyes and visualize themselves making free throws for a half hour a day for all 30 days. They did not even touch a basketball. So, what do you think happened? Well, the first group showed no improvement in their free throw percentages. And, not surprisingly, the second group, who practiced every day, showed a 24% improvement. So, what about the third group? You know, the one who only visualized shooting free throws. Well, they showed a 23% improvement, which is virtually identical to the group who actually practiced with a ball. So this experiment suggests that visualization is equally as effective as doing the real thing. And if visualization works for shooting free throws, then it should also work for any type of mental or physical task, including language speaking. What if, instead of complaining about not having a conversation partner, what if you visualized yourself having a conversation with another person in English? What if you spent 30 minutes a day speaking English in your mind on a variety of topics? What if you imagined yourself at a job interview answering difficult questions? Or what if you visualized yourself in a debate at a meeting or a discussion at a party? In my opinion, visualization is a powerful mental activity that should not be overlooked by English learners, especially during those moments of the day where there isn't much else to do, like riding a train, jogging, taking a bath, etc. Start visualizing yourself as a successful, fluent English speaker, and you might be surprised at the eventual results.